Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I do this for my niggas off Maxi Court, the knife in the fifth. The sea priest, the beast strapped with a knife in the fifth. We in the war zone, grinding, trying to get more zones, so we shining, dining, riding on more chrome, grown. Like a man on a corner with that tan of that light green. Doing with smokers, I like fiends. My fiend, and you know that. Rapping since it was throwbacks, I'm a bandit. Yelling out Hanley, my nigga, hold that. You a Kojak, but I'm more like Jason Bourne. My life is torn, you is warm from chasing storms. The leg of charm froze up with the Jesus link. Ice is psychotic, so you can kinda say he's a shrink. The Caesar drinks that Remy, you understand? Cause I run it with a gang of hundreds in the rubber. So when you see me in the land, you can shout out priests and rep your hood, cause we be out in these streets. Yeah, I do this for my city, I do this for my hood. 50% housing, 50% woods. Man, I do this for my city, my city. Yeah, I do this for my city,
my city.
Yeah, I do this for my hood, I do this for my city. 50% grind and 50% gritty. Man, I do this for my city, my city. Yeah, I do this for my city,
my city.
Yeah, I do this for my hood. From old girls to manies down to trockets, okay, with thugs real. This mud field, they call it robbers. We starving for sacks, so Jesus pitching crack. From the old to the new, back to East Chicken Shack.
Yeah,
I spit the facts. Snitching to get you whack. Yeah, that's sniffing to sit your back. No pissing, I get you that.
Come on,
go get your gat if you act. Cause I'ma clap it all. Your chick on my fucking boss. I'll be calling a Chapa Jones. Quit acting tall. Mention, I'm the one like the digits.
What?
A true Robin's Eagle. I used to run for the midgets.
Dang.
So keep your distance. I'm sucker free. For me and them clippers to leave you faded. You made it, and luckily.
Come on.
You smoking Huckabee. I keep that burner tuck with me. If not, then it's beneath that bush. It's like swoosh when I hit her. Mudville, go get her. Count on me to hold it down. And I don't need
you. Yeah,
no.
I do this for my city. I do this for my hood, 50% housing, 50% woods.
Man, I do this for my city, my city. Yeah, I do this for my city,
my city.
Yeah, I do this for my hood,
yeah.
I do this for my city. 50% grind and 50% gritty. Man, I do this
Priest,
for
I
my
got
city,
you,
my
town.
City. Yeah, I do this for my city,
Shaq Town.
My city.
Low, we, yeah, we the, No horse ass.
Nah.
If they complaining, I'ma change them like the forecast. It's this money talk. I need more cash. So I can put on for my city. Who's supporting that?
Congo.
We the size of the show, y'all the supporting cast.
Yeah.
Good looking, Lou. You welcome like a doormat.
Doormat.
I put on for my city. I Jordan that. 23 front and back. We don't breathe with that. We snap neck. We don't snap fingers.
Nah.
Hell yeah, yeah, gang.
You can ask Jesus.
It's cheese up,
damn.
Down.
Chicago,
down.
Where it goes down.
We the best around, y'all some clowns. I'm a king with my fucking crown. I'm about to run it now, run and gun it down. With the nature of the beast, call it Shattown.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your girl, Miss Queen T. Welcome to the Miss Queen T. Magasia Show right here on Next to Blow Radio. What's up, Magasia? How you doing?
Hey, T. How you doing? Good. How are you?
I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling, you know, vibing to the music. Want to get into some good music tonight and a great interview. Let everybody know who we got tonight and all that other stuff that people need to know, how to call in, tune in, and all that stuff.
What's good, everyone? It's your grandma Garcia. Welcome to the Miss Queen T. Magasia Show live on Next to Blow Radio. Most then tonight, once again, we got a hot show for you guys. We have our boy straight out of Miami, Florida, Feet to the Ride, Mr. Feet to the Ride, hold himself coming through later on this evening. So if you're already on the line waiting to talk to Feet to Ride, you will. He will be calling in a little bit after 8:30. This is your first time tuning into Miss Queen Tima Gossip Show. Best believe it will not be your last. And if you did dial that number, 718-664-9115, when you are ready to talk to either myself or Miss Queen T or whatever Mr. C-Rod comes through the building, make sure you press that 1. You need to press that number 1. When you press 1, it's going to let us know that you want to go live. You're going to hear a young lady say, "You are now in queue." When she says you are now in queue, that is letting us know that you guys want to go live. So we will take the calls as they come in order. So please be patient. Once again, the number is 718-664-9115. If you are on your computer, your laptop, or whatever, and you like to listen to the show on the web, you can type in www.blogtalkradio.com/nexttoblowradio. When I'm ready, let's get it. All right. See, hello. Maybe she can't hear me. Maybe we're having a little difficulty. Give us a few minutes to get that in order. Once again, you're on the Miss Queen T Magatha Show on Next to Blow Radio. And if you're on Twitter, follow us on Twitter at @C_is_Magassia. That's @MAGASSIA @ Miss Queen T @ Next to Blow Radio with the number 2. Miss Queen T, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. My bad. Shout out to the callers that are tuned in with us, like Magassia said. Make sure you press that 1. I see the 704 in the building. I don't know, Magassia, you want to get into a song or you want to go ahead and take a caller?
Let's go into a song real quick and then we'll get into our callers. I wanted to introduce my song to you guys. For those of you that don't know, Magassia is also an R&B singer. I am also from Miami, Florida. I'm going to go into my track called That's How I Like It. And after that, we'll get a few callers to see what's on their mind.
All right, let's go ahead and get into this caller. Go ahead and introduce it for everybody, Magassia.
Yay! I'm so excited, y'all, about to listen to my track and whatnot. I'm on the radio. This is my track, That's How I Like It, by myself, Magassia, new face of R&B. I kind of want to hear some feedback from y'all too when we take y'all live. And before we go into this track, when we take you guys live to the show, I want you guys to introduce yourself and say, "I am Next to Blow." For example, what's up, everybody? It's your Grandma Gossie, and I am Next to Blow. That's how we doing it.
Hey.
Yay, Major.
Yes. Magarcia, let everybody know where they can find our track if they want to, you know, listen to it.
Oh,
besides Next to Glow Radio.
Besides Next to Glow Radio, you know, I think that's always put on YouTube. You guys can listen to my information. It's now on iTunes. You know, I'm the only person with the name Magarcia. Please, you type in M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A. I'll come up on Reverb Nation on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, on iTunes, on Google Play, Amazon. Anywhere that sells music, I am on there. You guys can definitely check that out.
That's what it is. Yo, shout out to all the callers tuning in, lighting up. See y'all. The 956, the 731, the 865, the 773, the 704, 612, 323, the 314, the 702. We see y'all. Press that one to go live if y'all trying to go live with us. We're going to get into the first caller tonight. Caller out of the 704, 635. Caller, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name's Jordan, and I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, how are you?
I'm amazing. How are y'all? I like your song. It was really nice.
Thank you so much. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing amazing. I want to make a request. Can I do that?
Of course.
Okay. I want to request Heartache by Elu.
Okay.
Heartache. How do you spell his name?
E-L-U.
Ooh, I like that. How do you pronounce that? E-U?
Elu.
Elu, oh, I like that. Elu, okay, okay. That's what's hot. Where is this artist from? Do you know?
What'd you say?
Where is this artist from? Do you know?
He's from Charlotte, too.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. Shout out to him. He got his fans calling in. That's what's up. That's what I call Major.
Yo, I'm not sure if he's sending any music. I'm looking on the...
Huh? I said he will be the next to blow.
Oh, yes, yes. Next to blow, we love that. That's what it's doing.
Yo, Magasi, I don't know. I don't have none of the music on the switchboard.
Oh, boy. Did he tell you that he had a switchboard?
If you want to have him, go ahead and email in some of the music at, you got a pen and paper?
Yeah.
Okay. It's next to blow submissions. With an S at the end, at gmail.com.
Okay.
And that's
so
not the number two, it's next to blow, submissions at gmail.com. Make sure he includes his Twitter name as well, and all the tracks are in MP3 formatted, and definitely we'll be glad to play some of his music on the show.
Okie dokie, thank you.
Do you have any shout-outs you want to give? Your shout-out, your Twitter or anything?
No, just wanted to hear the song, but I guess it's okay.
Okay, we'll definitely
get
into it next weekend on the switchboard.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and get into another call out of the 704-605. Caller, who is this?
Yeah, this is Elu. And y'all should have had that. So I got to call. Now I got to call my management, Marty Millions, because he should have sent that. So now I got to call him and see what the hell is going on.
You know what, though? Before you call him and go crazy, let me make an announcement. We have music that we received since last April that we have not yet uploaded yet. And he did contact me a couple of days ago saying he's going to have a couple people call in. And I did tell him that, you know, we have music that hasn't uploaded yet, so don't go crazy on him yet. We are definitely working on trying to upload as much music as we can in a timely fashion of order. So please don't go crazy on him. We're going to try this weekend to try to upload all the music that we have. We have a lot of submissions. So by next Tuesday, when you do call in, your music should be on the switchboard, okay? So don't go haywire on him, please.
Oh, well, see, I done blasted your show online. So a whole lot of people are going to be disappointed tonight.
We apologize about that. Like I said, we have a lot of artists that called in and asked us, you know, why our music hasn't been on the switchboard yet. It's been months, but we apologize for that. We are working on it. By next week, you guys, music should definitely be on the switchboard. So we apologize. I mean, we're happy that you actually called in and show love. So next Tuesday, most definitely, you should be on the switchboard.
All right. Well, appreciate y'all for having me. But when he sent me this stuff, I immediately let people know what's going on, and you know, a lot of people gonna be trying to call in to hear it. So that's not communication on his end, because I don't like the next time it happens when people call in and don't hear it. They might not call back next time because it was a problem this time. So I'm going to take that up with him. I know it ain't y'all fault. I'm going to take it up with him.
Okay, thank you for calling in, and we'll definitely try to get your location next Tuesday, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, y'all got to bear with me. I'm a little sick. And that goes for everybody. Like Magasia said, we are backed up, and we are trying our hardest to go through everything and get everything done. We're trying the hardest, so just bear with us. You know, we apologize. So just don't, make sure you just keep calling back, or, you know, contact us, bug us, like, yo, did you get my music? Did you get my music? You know, and, you know, definitely we'll get
on
that.
And on that note, real quick, we have the cooties, y'all.
Hey, I can't help it, yo. I've been sick for a week. I came back from Ohio, yo, and there's no snow in Ohio, and it was nice and warm. And coming back to Minnesota, it is cold as fuck, and it's snow. Like, yeah. Well, yesterday it snowed. We got like over 12 inches of snow in one day, y'all. Like,
You should be in Florida. Like, we don't mess around about some boots and stuff, like some winter stuff, and it has not yet been cold in Miami. So I'm like, yo, should I really turn boots to get my money back, or should I just rock this to
the girl? Just because you buy boots and coats and mittens and gloves and any scarves, just because you buy all that shit does not mean you're not going to get sick. Trust and believe.
Girl,
it'll help
last year it was cold on this time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, where the cold at? Like, it's been raining. It's been nice and cool and nice and sunny, but no actual coldness. But it's all good, though.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to try to keep, you know, getting better or whatever. But, yeah, we're still on the air. We're still rocking. If you guys are just now tuning in, this is the Miss Queen T. Magasia Show right here on Next to Blow Radio. This is where it's at each and every Tuesday. Fuck you mean 7 days a week. Make sure y'all tune in 7 days a week. A different host every day of the week. Normally 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We just come on an hour early for y'all from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we're going to get into some more callers. Don't hang up. We're going to get into the next caller out of the 773-984. Caller, who is this?
Hello.
Area code 773. Okay. Caller 773-984. You live. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Oh, wait. Let me just knock it up quick. When we called your number, your last four, your first three, or whatnot. Say what's up. Talk to us. I mean, when we say your last four numbers of your air code or whatever, your phone number, that's letting you know that we're taking you live. I know last was their first time calling.
I was on hold for too long. I didn't know y'all was on here.
What's the name you was on hold for too long? What's been 20 minutes, sir?
What?
What's the name you was on hold for too long?
You say what?
I said,
who is this, first of all?
My name Mello.
Mello,
how you doing, Mello?
You say Mello who?
Yeah, Mello. Where are you coming from?
I mean, Mello the gutter man.
Oh, I know who you is. What's up, Mister Busted Down?
What up?
What up? Yo, this is, if y'all don't know who this is, he's on their Twista's label. Shout out to him, Chicago in the building.
Uh-oh.
I bet. Yo, you new to the Miss Queen Team Magasia Show. That's why we're so like, what? You been a hoe forever?
Yeah,
yo,
no, it's like, no,
I'm
like,
telling
I,
you.
Magasia,
will you let this man, know? Like, will you just please let him know?
We got some people that be on hold for 45 to hour 30 minutes, man. I mean, you like to be right now.
I mean, I know now, so I know not to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not holding that long, but, I mean, I was just tuned in, so it's all good,
crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I sent the tweet.
Yo.
And I had it on speaker, though. I was just tuned in, you know what I'm saying, just listening. But I had sent it a tweet out letting I know, like, I've been on hold for too long. Like, I ain't know it worked like that, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm used to the VIP.
But we take the callers
VIP.
as they come in order. So
I need a VIP.
But before, go ahead and give your shout out to Mello and let everybody know about your clothing line that you got going on, the little panties and t-shirts.
That's good. It's just shout out to everybody supporting the movement, man. It's a bust it down movement. If you don't know about it, get in tune with it. You know what I'm saying? Song playing, video coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, my GMC, GMGMT fam. You know what I'm saying? That's about it. Like I say, I'm new to the show, just tuning in just for the fuck of it. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna I'm just listening to the music, man. I ain't on nothing. I'm out of town right now, so I'll be back in town tomorrow. To judge this little open mic competition to give out some money for people to go shopping for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Everybody could need a little money. You know what I'm saying? At Club Adriana. So that's about it.
Hey, that's what's up. Yo, Mello, it's Miss Quincy. I never personally met you, but I saw you in concert when Twista came out. And supposed to link up with you a couple of times when Beats came out here when you guys were filming the white boy's name, T, I don't know what his name is, but when you plan on coming back to Minneapolis?
Actually, ASAP, though, I was just telling my manager that we needed to get back out there. I don't know the last time T was out there neither, so, like, I'm trying to have it to where, like, we both come out there, you know what I'm saying, at the same time. You know, and just do a big little show out there because, like I say, everybody that know that Minnesota is one of our favorite spots, you know what I'm saying, to go to. So, you know what I'm saying, we just trying to set it up to where we both get out now, you know what I'm saying, and get it in. I want to stay the weekends. He can go back home, but I'm going to stay the weekend.
Okay.
We go.
Okay. No pressure.
Yo, Mello, I appreciate it. Yo, you actually got to get some of your music sent to me. I'm going to hit you even on Facebook and then hit you with that info.
Just let me, all I need is an email, you know what I'm saying, and I'll send it to you as soon as you send me the email. My assistant sent it to you, man. Just keep up the good work. Like I say, I turned in just because I seen the promo on it, you know what I'm saying, and we're sitting here taking care of something, but I just put it on speaker and turned in, that's all.
All right. Okay. Well, we appreciate you for calling in. Don't let it be your last time, okay? This is Miss Quincy and McGarthy. So, right here on Next to Blow Radio. Shout out to Chicago in the building. Let's go ahead and get into a 614-596 caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yo, what's up? Miss Quincy. Kano.
It's who?
What up, Kano?
It's Kano.
Hey, how you doing? Hold on a second. Miss Quincy, can you open the chat room, please, for, like, people said that they can't listen to the show and they're trying to log on to the website?
I opened it earlier. Let me go ahead and try that. Yo, I apologize if you guys cannot get in the chat box. I just opened it just now. I reopened it, actually. Shout out to everybody tuned in with us. Shout out to Kano. What up, Kano? How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I'm living. What's going on? How you been?
I'm good. By the time you calling in, like, yo, let everybody know where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Columbus, man.
Ohio, in the building.
Yeah, know how to call in once. That's my first time calling in. So, yeah, I'm checking you on what's going on. I'm listening.
Yo, I ain't forgot about you either. I got you.
I was about to say that, yeah.
No, she forgot about you. She's lying. She forgot about you.
You got that track?
joking.
Yeah, I was calling in to spread up some good news and stuff. You know what I mean? I just got signed, so I'm calling in just letting everybody know what's going on, man. I just got signed in Meme Mug. So it's definitely about to go.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And, you know, I got Black Child going to be on the album. He's actually on his way to me right now. I'm in the studio right now working. So, yeah, I'm going to
tell him
I'm
mad at him.
You mad at Black?
Great
look. Yep. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have Black going
to
be on there.
Remember, Magasia, we were supposed to interview him. This nigga ain't even call in. Like, what the fuck? Where they do that at?
Oh, Oh,
no,
hell
but,
no.
But Black be busy, though. You know how Black is. Black be busy.
No, but you don't have to do anything about little busy. Like, if you say you're going to do something, the professional think about it. You know what I'm saying? It's to let us know what the deal is. You feel me?
Right. I feel you on that. You know what I mean? But, yeah, the TV's going to be off the hook. January is when my mixtape is dropping in January. And right now I'm in the process on the album. I got Gucci, Waka, Wayne, Baby gonna be on there, Black Child as well, and a couple of my artists myself that I'm just now signing and getting in the studio working with me as well. So yeah, my man Mook Blue Eyes too. You know what I mean? He actually here with me right now. So yeah, that's about to go down. They're going in January. I'm gonna start a promo tour and I'm shooting out to California in January too to shoot the first video. It's gonna be off the hook.
Do you have any shout outs you
want to
give or anything?
You said I got any shout outs I want to give?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I got to give a shout out to Mean Mug, you know what I mean? My new record label right now is going down, Hollywood, YMCMB, you know what I mean? I give a shout out to my man Mook Blue Eyes, you know what I'm saying? I heard the last call talking about Twista, you know what I mean? I got mad love for my homie, you know what I'm saying? He comes down to Ohio all the time, he show love, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Twista, you know what I'm saying? My manager, you know what I'm saying? Bang. Make sure y'all follow me on too, you know what I'm saying? It's at I Am Kano. You know what I mean? Y'all can check me out. I'm always on 4/7. I never sleep. This is what I do.
We appreciate you for calling in. I don't got any of your music on the switchboard, but a song with Switch Marquee called May.
Hey, play that, girl. I like to hear it. I ain't heard it yet. After I got done the recording right there, I didn't even get to hear it all like that. You know what I mean? I worked too hard, but yeah, I'm ready. I want to hear it. Yeah, I got it. Can you play it for me?
Definitely. We're going to get into it. Shout out to Switch Marquee, another artist I linked up with in Columbus, Ohio, Kano as well, while we was out there. Yo, Kano, thank you for rocking with us. We're about to get into this track right here. Shout out to all the other callers, too. Don't go nowhere. We're about to take some more callers right after this song. Let's go. Switch Marquee featuring Kano, Name.
I think you're wonderful, and I think you're all I do. Name it some.
just say never judge a book by its cover. I swear to God, I thought she was a rapper. You sound so good. OMG. OMG. I love R&B. I love a dude that can sing, and you have a beautiful voice.
Yo, Kano.
Yo, what's up with it?
You didn't hear nothing I said? I'm going to beat you up.
Huh?
You hear nothing I said? I'm going to beat you up.
Oh, you're going to beat me up.
Yeah, you didn't hear what I
that's
said.
That's not
said
me. Yo, Kano, that's Magasia. That's not Miss Queen T saying that. Just FYI.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Oh, okay.
I said you're not supposed to judge a book by its cover. I thought you was a rapper. You called it, but you're an R&B singer. I love it.
No, I do both. I did the intro part. He's on the hook. That's Switch actually singing on that one right there. And I'm just on the last verse and on the intro the part, you know, humming in. You know what I mean? So I do both. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm about to I'm gonna send you my single. I got a single called She's Bad. You know what I mean? It's so the song is actually the song that got me signed, honestly. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there so y'all can check it out, man. So what I'm gonna do is you got my personal number, so you can go ahead and just send me the email, and I'll go ahead and email it straight from my phone, and I can send it straight in to you.
AOT, do that shit ASAP without the rocky. You feel me? I want to hear that track.
Oh yeah, it goes crazy. I mean, it's about to be on the radio. I mean, starting down here too in January. It's going down, man.
It's going down.
That's what it do,
baby. Hell yeah, word up.
All right. Thank you, Kenna, for calling in. Don't go nowhere. We're about to get into this interview. First of all, before we get into the interview, I want to give some shout-outs real quick because I know we have to get into this interview tonight. So, but I want to give a shout-out to the people that I know that are tuned in. Shout-out to Crush Catalyst. Shout-out to Dope Bass Music. Shout-out to Denia. Shout-out to 267, Lil Rich, The Rada Movement, JR Smooth. Shout-out to the 302, the 956, the 786, the 770, 731, the 314, and see y'all. Don't go nowhere. We're going to open the phone lines during the interview and see if y'all want to ask my boy some questions. But, Makassi, I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce the guest of the night. We're about to bring him in live right now.
Hello?
I think you said the last four digits. I'm sorry.
Last floor, 6060.
Okay, I got
last
you. Floor. Right here.
Okay. Yay!
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, C to the ride, Dade County, Trail 5. What good?
It's C to the ride, ho. C to the ride. Okay,
it's right. But, you know, y'all to get it.
How you doing?
I'm decent. I'm all right. I'm always all right, though. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Welcome to the Miss Queen Magasia show right here on Next to Blow Radio. We got C to the ride in the building calling out of the 305, like you said, Miami-Dade County. Yo, C to the ride, let everybody know how you got that name, C to the ride. Where did
it come from? It came from this old pimp, right? He was a DJ. This was before I was really rapping, and I used to mess with him. Is this clean? I tried to ask y'all.
Yeah, you can curse. You can curse.
Oh, you got to tell me. You know you got to tell people that before they get loose.
I just text you to go say what I do.
Oh, my bad.
Thank you.
I can't, right? I can't. Oh, I can't.
You can.
Oh, shit. All right. All right, believe that. But this old pimp, I used to fuck with him. He was like my mentor a little bit. He used to just call me C Rider all the time. It was just a name he gave me, and I changed it to C Ride. And then every time I ride, I used to be like C Ride. So that's what everybody called me. And I always, after my raps and after statements, then the city gravitated. Every time they saw me, they was like, what up, how are? And then it just spread. Like, now that's the lingo down here, you feel me?
Okay, that's what's up. That's
yeah.
What's up. Sounds like a good thing right there. When did you realize you wanted to be an artist?
When I was long time. I when I was in Atlanta, I moved to Atlanta when I left Miami when I was like a teenager. And these niggas was rapping. Atlanta like always had a million rappers since a long time ago. So these niggas was rapping. I used to go get my medicine from them, and it was always at the studio. So I used to see them rapping. I used to be like, man, I'm going to try this out. You know, the medicine make you want to try shit out. So I was like, I'm going to try this shit out. And I was actually a lot better than they was. So their manager was like, you need to rock. So I started rapping right there.
Do you have the first song you ever recorded in the studio?
Yeah, the first song I ever did was a freestyle over Ludacris, Use a Ho. I still remember. Yeah, that was like the first time I ever recorded. It makes sense because I'm C-Rap Ho, but anyway. Teddy Pendergrass on that hook, but anyway. Piccolo did his thing on that hook.
We had Miss Desblock on the show a few months back. He's a real cool person. So Miss Queen, you want to go into Don't Let Them Try right now? You know what? Miss Piccolo was actually on Soda Free Sundays the other day. If I remember right, it was Piccolo. Yeah, he called in. Somebody, I don't know, they be having a lot of connections with them down there. He got, yeah, he sent in some music, too, to them. So he was on Soda Free Sundays on Next Flow Radio. So shout out to Next Flow. Go ahead and introduce this song to the listeners. You right.
All right, Frank, it's called Don't Love 'Em. It's produced by Kool & Dre, our in-house producers, Raj and Twinkie, featuring my dog, Deslock, Piccolo, my homie, Briscoe, and my Zoe brother, Billy Blue, my nigga. We should have run that, though. It's called Don't Love Him. Let's go.
Yeah.
Lie to a bitch, look dead in the eye. Face in my life, head on the eye. 95 South, life is bad. Can't sit still, my life is bad. Rim me scrape, out no ice. Fuck him when I'm drunk, God change her life. This ain't the age, boy, this day. Yo, shit whack, it don't get played. OG hit me like Jake the Snake. Like 365, I wake and bake. Big County niggas, they make it stink. Mr. Brown with the white like steak and shake. Hit her one time, don't say shit to her. All that ass, face like, nigga, she a mutt, she don't want no money. You get a hair done like a fucking dummy. Kerosene, I put on. Niggas locked up, can't wait to get home. This is for you, free my dog. When you get money, nigga, feed your dog.
I know I don't love these hoes.
She ain't getting up. How I look, I don't love them hoes. The bitch, this mine, I spend my dough. Fuck them shows, I don't care nothing about them. The bitch, I'm him, all I had to talk about them. That girl fine, but she ratchet. And them mouth shit, and them stacking. Fuck your life, we just fuck you, ain't my wife. P-I-M-P when you see him. This what I tell my PM.
No, I don't love these hoes.
I mean a bitch bad, tell me how I'm supposed to know. Told her homies, goddamn, I got a bad one. They seen a bitch, nigga said she action. It ain't telling nigga something. Flaw niggas let me keep on fucking. Like a square boy, I kept on bragging. And flaw niggas, boy, they kept on laughing. Like, boy, take a look at that sucker. Dog might as well fuck him a clucker. Hell nah, he done bought the bitch Louie. He don't know she a C-Rack groupie. Nigga, tell me where you heard that. They like, fuck that, nigga, where your hoe way. I'm like, what you mean? She a C-Rack crib, fucking the whole team. You like, damn.
I don't love these hoes. I don't care nothing about them. They can't get none of my dough. Not a goddamn dollar, no.
Yo, I love that track. Yo, people in the chat box talk about they love the track, yo. sound good online. They listening online in the chat box. So shout out to the chat box. Also, I did get confirmation from Dope Ass Music saying that Piccolo was on Soda Free Sunday. So shout out to
him. That's what it's doing. I have a request for you. Can you say C to the Rap shit crazy?
Wait, that's from Walt Disney. No, that's from Virgin. That's from Virgin. So just be like, C to the Rock. Shit crazy.
I didn't really say C to the Rock. Shit crazy. It's like when C-Rock says certain things, it's like OMG. He says shit like that. Like, you listen to his album or his mixtape, certain shit that he said, and you be like, what the fuck is that? It just sound up. Them go rewind this shit. I'm telling you.
Face like,
yo, C-Rock, let everybody know where they can find that mixtape at. Because I want to know. I don't have it, so I want to know personally. But, you know, let everybody know where you can find that.
It's that realmiamirapgame.com. That's one of the websites I know for sure you can find my mixtapes on. As far as my
website
new song,
again, I'm sorry.
It's called realmiamirapgame.com.
RealMiamiRapGame.com.
I'll buy it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another website called SupportTheHustle.com. I got a bunch of new shit on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it do. So speaking of groupies and hoes, you know what I'm saying? What's your craziest experience, you know, dealing with them groupies and hoes?
On Twitter, I'm going to be going ham on Steve.
Or at a show.
Craziest, I would say, I don't want to say nothing ridiculous because people are going
to
think
it.
I'm out of control. I'm not out of control.
We want to hear that good stuff, man. Come on. Dig it out.
I mean, the craziest in the club was probably on the road with Hurricane Chris during like A-Bay-Bay, because you know they was younger, so they had like no brain at all. they was like all airheads. So during A-Bay-Bay, because I was on the road with Hurricane for the summer, so it was like sometimes it was a room full, and you know I don't know what happened, but I know what happened. So it was like Golden Corral.
Wow. Okay. That sounds presentable enough for us, you know.
Yeah, that's not really, that's like normal stuff for like entertainers, so it's not that crazy.
I'm gonna tell you, C-Rabby having the prettiest girl probably came on Twitter like this. Some be going ham on him, some be going good on him, but he has a lot of
Them girls be going, I feel bad for him, but it's all good. You know, they say, you know, they say, you know, that he must be going crazy. So they only make it harder for themselves, but I don't know, I try to tell them.
Okay.
So, how long you been in the music industry?
I've been rapping for like 9 years. Like Trinidad, for like 9 years I've been rapping. So, I'm actually with Jimmy Dade now. We like partners, and we from the ground up now. Kool & Dre still my mentors, my big brothers. When it's time for me to get a new record deal, they gonna walk me in wherever I want to go when I'm ready. So. But right now, me and Jimmy Dade have Dreadwood Music, and Jimmy Dade is, like, real big in Miami. So we doing our thing, like, for real.
So you want to stay independent, or do you want to get signed to, like, a major label?
You know, that's just up to how you feel when you hot. So once you get hot enough to where labels want you, you can choose. You can stay independent if you want, because the label way don't always work. When I get to that bridge, I'll make a decision. But right now, I just want to, I don't want to talk, I don't want to see a label email, because I'm like, we working. And Jimmy Day came really from ground up, and I brought him out. So it's only right. He got hot by himself, but I brought him out. So we clicked back up. And he like the hottest in the city. So everybody know that's my, I brought him out. So it's only right that we tear the city up together and
together,
do what we
right.
do.
I agree. Yeah. I totally agree. I agree. Okay. So you want to take a couple calls? I know we have a 786. Oh, I guess it's calling drop. My bad. Next caller.
I got a 786-312.
All right, go ahead and put him through. Right, before we put this caller in, oh, excuse me, my God. If you want to talk to myself or Ms. Queen T or C to the Rye, my first part, C to the Rye, hope. Go ahead, first I wanted to go live so we could connect you guys. 786-3619, you're live.
Yo. What's good? What's popping? It's Ross from the MIA, Kansas City to be exact. What's happening?
Okay. How you doing?
What's up, Ross?
How you doing, ladies?
Hi, baby.
What's up, baby?
I forgot what your voice sounded like.
Yeah, hey there, Mr. MIA. This is the person I told you that put me up on game about that mixtape of
yours.
What's up,
C-Rod?
What up, Wo?
Nah, I'm trying to roll up. Nah, let me not even ask that question. I don't want to.
Nah, shoot off, man. We good. Nah, you good, brother. Please, that. There's no pressure.
What you think about these so-called artists out in Miami that's, like, fucking it up for the bottom?
I mean, you wanna ask about an artist and to ask me what I think about them, or you want me to talk about it in general? It ain't the artist. It ain't the artist, fool. It's like, it's the politics.
That's why I ain't want
it
to
ain't
tell
the
me do it that way.
Yeah, I mean, the artist, we don't come together, but the politics don't really give us a reason to at the same time. If radio acted right, we'll come together. If all the DJs acted right, we'll come together. They make us be for self down here, you feel me? That's
yeah.
real.
Y'all heard
well,
we
know
each other,
man. We
niggas
yeah,
need
we
to come together. Like, everybody know. That's what I'm saying. Everybody know each other. And it's a big-ass circle, but it ain't no unity in that circle. And
nah,
then you look at it, you got other cities that's getting out here. We got the power.
It's nah,
Miami.
The niggas with
think
the power,
about it.
The niggas with the power, they ain't doing the right thing. This is my opinion, you feel me? They got power to put shit together for they shit. But, you know, I tell niggas all
yeah.
the time, man. Shout out Uncle Luke. That nigga set a trend, you feel me?
Right.
He set a bad trend down here. And people just kept
right.
going.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's
but
all
you
I
know.
Well,
timing
that's
is,
what I wanted.
Definitely. Yeah, timing is everything. All it takes is one real nigga to, you know, to go. That nigga gonna make
yeah.
sure everybody go. You feel me?
I already
so
know.
Good.
All
right.
Thank you
all
for calling and asking
a question.
Don't hang up.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and get into another caller out of the 651-208. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Lil One, the host of Fresh Fridays, calling from Minnesota. What's up?
Hey, Mommy, how you doing?
I'm good. Damn, don't be talking to me like that. My girlfriend could be listening right now.
Oh, my bad.
She gonna kill you.
What they do, bro?
Oh, shit. I'm just playing with y'all. I've been good. You know, I've been on my workflow the past couple weeks and everything, getting everything ready. About to shoot a music video for my Make It Nasty remix January 5th. You know what I'm saying? That's about to be hot, super hot.
Like,
I'm gonna have to send y'all that too, so y'all can play that.
You already know we got you. You sound on here.
Right. I could just put it up on the switchboard on my damn self, play it all Friday, all 2 hours, Friday.
Do you have any questions before I get to the night, C-Rat? C-Rat?
What'd you say?
Do you have any questions for C-Rat?
Yeah, man. First of all, I want to give a big shout-out to the MIA because, as you had said earlier, Piccolo was on Soda Free Sundays with my boy Nino's and Angel. And, man, he had this song with Trick Daddy that he did. I think that's the one that your boy was just talking about. And he went super hard. Like, all the stuff that I've been hearing come out the MIA is super hard. And then you just played old boy's track, and I'm like, man, I'm in the wrong state right now. Like, I need to go down to MIA. They doing all the club stuff that I like. They switching it up with the rapping, the singing, put a little R&B flair in there. And I like the way old boy be flowing, you know what I'm saying? So my question for you is, since you sound like, you know, you're doing big things, you said you got some big artists that you work with and things like that, how do you stay humble in the game knowing who you know and where you're at in the game right now?
I mean, until you hit your roof, which should be the sky, past the sky, you gotta stay humble, or you know, you ain't gonna really make it where you need to be. And it's all a character thing. Some people, that's just their character. Some people are like just arrogant, no matter what. They can't humble themselves. If you gave them $1 million, they just couldn't do it. It's not who they are. So, but if you knew better, you'll do better. You know, you just gotta know to get the way you're going. You gotta humble yourself, because the same
that's
people paths going up. You know you're going to need them coming down, you feel me? So you got to do the right thing, for real.
Right. And falling on your ass hurts a lot more than getting back up.
Believe it. Mm-hmm. And it's faster. It's really fast.
Hey, man, I'm going to have to make a trip down to MIA, you know what I'm saying? Come back with a whole bunch of collaborations for Fresh Fridays. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody is here. Like, everybody is here. It's crazy.
I
see
that. And
yo,
Lil Wayne,
I'm ready to go
too.
Down. Whenever you're ready to go down, we should just bring the whole thing down there. I'm actually
girl,
supposed
to go
down
there.
Girl, I've
been ready
March 30,
to go down there.
March 31st.
I've been ready to go down there since
before,
the snow
so.
Fell, man. As soon
yeah,
as that snow fell, I was ready.
Miami,
Queen T, what's up?
Miami's supposed to be South Beach, Miami Beach. You know, it's sexy out here.
Gracia, you
going
to come with us?
Yes, man. What you mean?
Gracia in Miami.
Oh, hell no. Forget you. Hold on.
Yes.
That's messed up.
Resident.
All right. Let me rephrase my question. You going to make me a home-cooked meal when I come out there?
I'm going to make you some fried burrito with some fried plantain, some yellow rice with some sweet green plantain, and I'll make you some Haitian juice.
Look,
hey,
what
about your girl,
she
though?
Trying,
you just
she's
talking
trying
about
to get
her
to stay forever
like that. You were just talking about her calling you mommy, but you talking about having her cook you a meal now?
Hold on, it's Team Lil One all day. What you talking about?
I'm gonna cook both y'all a nice little meal. You know, I cook every other day. I'm Haitian, so you know how we get down.
I'm
gonna
be calling
food.
My friends in Minnesota like I ain't never coming back.
What'd you say, C-Ride?
I want the New Year's soup, and I'm good as all.
Oh, I got you. My mom gonna make that. I got you. I'll fix you a nice bowl with some Haitian bread.
What's the New Year's soup? I want to know what the New Year's soup
is. Yeah, I'm saying it's Haitian New Year's soup. That should be on point, yo. Like, OMG, everybody drinks that shit. Americans, Haitians, Jamaican, fast people. We all come together January 1st and have a big pot of Haitian soup. That should be so fine. And my Miami boy,
I'm calling it. Look at this.
You party all night.
I'm talking about
31st.
Music. Now I'm hungry as hell.
What you
bullshit.
So you party all night on New Year's Eve, and you know you eat the Haitian soup, you be ready to go for New Year's night. That what I be.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. It's that remedy
yeah.
soup right there.
Hey, you know what they say too? When you drink that soup, it gets you, you know, H-O-R-N-Y, you know.
Yeah.
Look at us spelling things out like we young and in charge.
Oh man!
Look, you must have listened to me when I said my girl might be listening. You spell her shit up. Like she ain't gonna catch this. Let me spell it real quick.
Don't get me wrong. I listened to the you know the interview, so I don't want to like say it off the glass like that. But yeah, it keeps you going for a couple hours. So that's the food to drink when you read the business. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I need some of that.
Bringing that new year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. See, know what's up. See, know what's up. But, hey, I just wanted to do a quick shout-out real quick about Fresh Fridays. This Friday on Next to Blow Radio with me, Lil One, on Fresh Fridays, I'm doing a Rep Yo City song battle. So anybody that's got a song, you know, repping their city, see, if you got a song about Dade County, I would love to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Send all your submissions to NIKKICHILKO. 200@yahoo.com. The winner gets an interview live on Next to Blow Radio with me the following Friday. This Friday, I got The Remedy coming in, R&B singer. Queen T actually introduced me to him. He's going to be doing a little interview. All y'all make sure y'all call in with your questions. I know Queen T going to call in because she's the one that sent me the song. Other than that, y'all keep it fresh every day, but especially on Fridays. You know what it is. It's Team Lil One all day.
Yeah.
And that odor.
Right.
You
got excited as a motherfucker.
You can't
be doing my stuff. That's my shit right there. Yeah. Oh,
man. Yo, shout out to Team Lil One. Make sure you follow her at Team Lil One, LILONE. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller out of the 956. Caller 956-742. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What up, y'all? It's Smooth, man. What's going on?
What up?
What up?
Jen, hey, I swear to God, every time I listen to Next to Blow Radio, y'all give me some goosebumps, goddamn.
Really? Why? We're that amazing?
What?
Yeah.
Yo, Smooth, let everybody know where you're calling from.
I'm from Texas. No, I was saying every time I tune in to the hottest internet radio show, Next to Blow, every time I hear y'all's voice, woof, it's like human parts all over my body.
Wow. OMG.
Yo, Magasia, did you hear the drop he did for us?
Nah, I didn't hear no drop. What drop?
Okay, let's go ahead. We're going to play this song. Let's drop real quick. Hold up.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Smooth from JazzMalive.com, and y'all are listening to the sexiest radio personalities, Miss Queen T and Magasia, on the hottest internet radio show. It's Next to Blow Radio, baby. Stay locked, y'all. Stay tuned.
Oh, shit. That's what they do. That's so kid.
Oh,
yo,
it's
Smooth.
Shout out to you guys.
We were
some
drops too, but
unfortunately
there was an
SA3,
so I'm gonna format it tonight. So next Tuesday
we can
definitely play your drop, right?
Alright,
my bad. I wasn't
engineer,
it was
somebody
else.
That's cool.
You're
what
you
say
for
guest
of the night?
Yeah, I hear him. He's over there trying to say what's up, but we're talking him. My bad, Smooth.
Wait, talk, it's cool. What's up? See you right.
What's up, homie?
Feeling big, dog. Hey, man, I could have sworn I was actually tuned in. You know, I've been tuned in for a while already since the beginning, probably. But you're talking about you used to be on tour with Hurricane Chris?
Yeah, I was signed to Polo Ground, same label he was on. Like, as soon as I signed, they threw me on the road with him so I can get it. I already knew about the road because the year before, because I'm signing Kool and Dre, I was on the road with Dre and Ross. He had a song called Chevy Ryan High, so we was on the road that summer. Then the next summer, I was on the road with Hurricane, yeah.
Yeah, that kid's humble as hell, dude. I got to meet him up in Corpus Christi, Texas, man. I was up there at Club Toxic. And that song,
he's real cool.
That song still makes them bitches twerk. Goddamn.
Of course.
Which one? Hurricane, what song? Hey, baby.
That's what's up, though, man. Woo. I was just calling in. I just want to give a big shout out. Of course, everybody tuned in, man, worldwide. I'm definitely going to be back on the radio, man, but till January, of course. So definitely, that's what it is, though, man. But appreciate y'all answering my call, man.
You're welcome.
Of course. Thank you, Smooth. Smooth, you got any shout-outs you want to give before you go?
Yeah. Shout out to my grandma for making my mama freaking me so cute. No, I'm just kidding.
See, I like that. That's major. Without your grandma, your mommy wouldn't be here. You would come out. You would come out her pussy. You would come out her pussy to be here today.
Hey, real quick though, before I leave, before I forget,
what?
I hear y'all. What's that? Lil One and Magashi going at it, talking about what's up, Bobby, and cooking for each other. What the fuck? What's going
y'all
on there?
Getting in trouble. Y'all just getting in trouble, y'all. See, y'all wrote
hey,
that. No comment.
Hey, she right. Hey, she right. I don't know about you, dog, but I was waiting for the about talking about eating each other's pussy. I don't know. I was
oh,
waiting for
God.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
I will receive that, but I don't do that.
They was real close. They was close, but you know. Somebody
I'm gonna just watch, yeah. Y'all. I'm gonna just shit. Yeah. Fuck it. I'll be the one recording this shit.
You gonna be doing something else.
Uh oh. Hell no. I don't be down like that.
You keep doing your thing. See, right, man, I like that one track, dog. And Magashia, Miss Queen T, you already know we need to start cross-promoting, man, once they get back up on the air. Cross-promote.
Shout out to Corpus Christi, Texas,
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah.
You already know.
Sounds all right, smooth.
I'm going to stay locked. I'm going to stay on the
right,
oh,
cool, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yes, you did.
What were you saying?
Seriously,
shit. Send us to JR Smooth Live, man. Make sure y'all follow him at JR Smooth Live. He's not on Facebook no more, but JRSmoothLive.com. Let's go ahead and get into another call out of 302-743. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
Yo, it's Crush the Catalyst, live and direct, coming from Newcastle, Delaware. I'm here next to Blow. Let's go. Queen C. Magashi, what's happening?
What up?
Hi,
Chris.
What up? How you doing?
I'm good. And I just wanted to say something. I know I ain't next to Blow team, but if Magashi is cooking like that, can I come to Miami too?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
so
good.
Like a brother can eat.
Yes, most definitely. You never say no to giving food. No, you can definitely come down. There's no pressure.
She can do the main course. I'll do the dessert. Okay.
Ooh, hey, dessert.
I'm talking about food, right?
Yeah, I was about to ask the same thing.
Oh, God.
Because hey, I can eat. I'm gonna just leave that one to the air. I can eat.
Eat. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
That's
what I love to hear. Golden Corral. Oh, you can eat.
Oh, my God.
Yo, Chris, you got any shout outs you want to give, or you want to have a question for Steve Ryder, anything you want to say to the listeners and anything else?
Yeah. I want to actually add a question. Would you, Steve Ryder, would you say your most pivotal moment in your career was so far?
The most pivotal was I'm gonna keep it 100. Before I made a mixtape, the mixtape that got me signed to Sony, I just was walking in labels performance, and the A&R from Def Jam set me up a meeting with Shakir Stewart, rest in peace Shakir, and Kevin Lyles. This was back when Kevin Lyles was there. And I bombed it. They hated me. I don't know what I did wrong. I was drunk, out of my mind drunk. But I don't know what else I did wrong, but they hated it. Like, and then everybody was mad at me because I blew the opportunity to sign a Def Jam. I was like, that shit made me get so focused. And I was like, fuck Def Jam. I'm going to do this shit on my own. And I got real focused. So I pressed up my own mixtape. I sold them. I sold like 4,000 copies, and then more labels was hollering at me, and I got signed on like the next meeting I had. I got signed. You feel me? So that moment when Def Jam tried me, that was my most pivotal moment.
Hey,
I like, I cried drunk crying all night, fool, for real. I ain't even gonna lie.
What were you drinking? Get drunk? Some E&J or some Haitian barbecue? Going Puerto Rican around? What were you drinking?
I'm a Yank though. I be with those on my clique. They all Haitian, but I'm a Yank. But I was on I'm sure I was on Brown. I don't know what it was. Probably Hennessy, but I'm sure it was Brown. Cause I was, if Brown make you depressed, drunk. If I was on White, I probably would have got it. I was on. Brown make you want to fight and shit.
No,
it make you want to fight, man.
See, Browns with me, they all got all different types of side effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brown, I don't know, man. Brown, I don't know. That shit make me tough. That why you be chilling.
Okay. Right.
Cool. All right. Thank you so much for calling in and asking the question.
No doubt, no doubt.
Cool.
All right, shout out to Crush 302 Stand Up Delaware. Let's go ahead and take one more call, and then I want to get into the next track. And don't know, y'all, this is not going to be the last call we're going to take. We're just going to take this call and then go into the next track and take some more callers. So let's go ahead and get into the call out of the 678-467. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
What it do, Queen T? Ms. McGuire's here. You already know. It's Mr. P-I-L-L-Z from the CPG. G-A-H-E-R-O-N, Mr. Pierce and this bitch. Soda Free, okay. You already know. Dope Bad Music, you already know. Black Rain Entertainment, you already know. Hey, the list goes on and on already. What's happening, ladies?
Hey,
they
chill in the building. What's going on?
Man, what's y'all holding down? Big Gucci, you know. Little intoxicated, you know what I'm saying? To call in,
oh,
saluting.
You've
been voicing
one. What, you
think
you're intoxicated?
Bitch,
you know,
Blake?
Yeah.
Intoxicated.
It's after 9 o'clock,
hey.
Man. It's time to
get blurred. Ain't no high goes. Yeah. Ain't no secret. Ain't no secret. Just working, trying to get it in. Hey, man. So what's happening?
Hey,
what's happening?
Nothing, chilling, vibing. We have our boy Speak to the Ride, you know, live on the Civil Radio. Do you have any questions?
Already. Salute, pimp, you know what I'm saying?
Lead that.
You know, hopefully we, you know what I'm saying, link up. You know, I'm no stranger to the Nancy Blow family, you know. Like I said, just go Google me, MR.PILLZ. You know what I'm saying? We can make something happen, that's for sure.
Alright, that's what's up.
What's
I'm
up,
always
in
ATL, mate. My baby mama little
ATL.
I'm up and down, shout.
Alright, that's the business. So, what's up? You know, holler at me, ladies. What's good with you, with y'all?
I wish I had some ENJ right now, because I'm
like,
I'm so
oh, ENJ? And you know, I heard you say something about ENJ. I know you turned up. I know you turned
yes.
all the way up like that, because that ENJ do that to you. Like
my
man said, that Brown.
My new love is
the rock, though.
My new love is the rock.
Hey, exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference between that white and that brown. Both of them do make you feel a little
him.
Different.
I told
hey,
him, man.
Real talk.
I told him.
Try
to
tell him. That was shit to me, man.
That's
shit to me, man. Makes me feel
real
mellow.
You ain't drinking enough, man.
All
right, for real,
right.
You know
so,
what I'm saying?
So you got no more questions for C-Ride? I know we're going to play one of your songs after the interview.
What you drinking right like, now? What you on right now? ATL?
I have some... Oh.
Nah, I want to know
who
what he on, man.
Oh,
what you drinking?
I stay on that, yeah, that Hennessy, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
That Hennessy, so, yeah, I stay on that, bro. Because that white, you know what I'm saying? That white had me acting a fool. I ain't going to front, you know what I'm saying? It's just what it is. To each his own, that's for sure.
To each his own.
Some people, like, they end up mixing it. And when you mix it, then you really... turning something
nah,
else,
man,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Yeah,
why
and
why
people
bowl
like that. People
bowl
like
nah,
that. Nah,
so, when you mix it, you gotta go get some Motrin, man. Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you gonna have a Motrin.
believe that.
Hey, for real. So whatever you sitting on, saying right, stay sticking on it, cause don't go to miss. That's for sure.
Yeah, no,
that shit never works out.
I'm a trusty though.
That shit never works. You should only mix when that's all they got. That's what mix.
For real.
Damn, thinking about liquor, making me hot, man. Damn.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Pim, yo, thank you for go ahead and shoot out your links and let everybody know where they can find you at.
Oh yeah, appreciate you. Facebook, I am Mario Johnson, that's the government, you know what I'm saying? Twitter at Mr. PILLZ01. Or you can go Google Mr. Pills, MR period, PILLZ, and everything show up, you know what I'm saying? Number love for the next to blow, you know what I'm saying? These ladies here, they some pioneers in their own world, you feel me? Between Magasia, Miss Queen T, hey man, y'all don't see the trend, and if they can't catch up, then they definitely gonna fall behind. So, and never, Mr. Peters always got y'all back. I don't give a damn with it. Just know that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm proud of y'all ladies because in a male-owned world as far as music-wise, yeah, y'all holds it down. Y'all holds it down. So,
Mr. Pills, yeah, he's been supporting us for a minute. Georgia, ATL in the building. I see Chicago in the building still. You know what I'm saying? We got people from everywhere on Next to Blow Radio. So from the west, north, south, midwest, everything. East, my bad. Don't let me forget the east side. But yo, C-Rod, go ahead and introduce this Hell Yeah track for the listeners.
Hell yeah.
I just said right here, it's called Hell Yeah. And the Jumu Soup Girl, I know you're going to like it, right? Because it's like compa, right?
Okay.
It's vibe, though. It's me and Jimmy Day. It's vibe, like it's tearing up the club down here at the Crea, produced by Jimmy Day himself. And that's what we does. You feel me?
You feel me? Let's go.
Big Bozo, nigga, a.k.a. Zop Music. Nigga, you already know I ain't shit, nigga. I ain't the motherfucking thing, nigga. See you riding up, you know what I'm talking about? Jimmy Day, we in the motherfucking building. Lum, lum, nigga. Lum, 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 nigga. I'm gonna need my niggas to take off, nigga. This shit is so fucking green, nigga.
We got shit locked by the club, red nose.
Sit down long as you know I love myself, I'm feeling myself, I do my two-step, feeling like hell yeah,
hell yeah,
hell yeah,
oh yeah,
hell yeah,
yeah, yeah,
I do my
two-step,
hell yeah,
hell yeah,
oh yeah,
hell yeah,
let's go, yeah, I do my two-step.
See right, your bitch say I'm top five, she fine, ate her like Popeye. Hold my mouth, don't burn like hot fries. 9 months later, that's not mine. I'm playing, nah, not really. Need me a phone, so I called up Jimmy. After the club, call up Benny. Molly and Keisha, they all up in me. I do me, nigga move Olo. Got two hoes, hit Bozo. Y'all niggas sweet like Rolo. Got the whole team, pussy nigga YOLO. Throwing up racks, I'm a showboat. He the white girl, I'm a hobo. Swear the Lord keep blessing me. Shout out, bitch, rest in peace.
A lot of niggas don't roll like we roll. Just like default, I hold my set down long as you know. I love myself, I'm feeling myself. I do my two step, feeling like hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I do my two step. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
I do
strong. Fuck that, I'ma just swerve. You can fuck my bitch, I already hit yours. Off his drum, trying to get served. Yeah, we can jump, but I'm trying to hit first. When I'm fucked up, then it can't get worse. Mass up, make a nigga hit first. We raw, y'all niggas pet day. Y'all niggas see through like an x-ray. SK, Leah Block message. Yo money, short like an essay. Dreadwood, y'all niggas catch up. Came like a G, left on the stretcher. Nigga dry snitch, we'll wet ya. Betcha, real niggas won't miss ya. You know, a lot of niggas don't roll like we roll. Just like default, I hold my set down wrong, cause you know I love myself, I'm feeling myself. I do my two-step, feeling like hell yeah.
Hey, what up? It's them super sexy STL R&B boys, Mo Trey.
We holding down this R&B thing with our girls, Miss Queen T and Magasia.
And they got the whole world locked in right now listening to Next to Blow Radio.
Yeah, and you already know that we Next to Blow.
Mo Trey, hashtag.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, man, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige, man. I'm representing Six Man. Six Man is in the building, Six Man Radio. But right now, it ain't about Six Man Radio. It's about my sisters, Magasia and Miss Queen T, man, Next to Blow Radio. Y'all check them out, man, and show them love and support, or I'm going to punch you right in your esophagus. Six Man, y'all. Super.
Next to Blow. Next to Blow. 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 Next to Blow Radio. Miss Queen T and Magasia. Let's get it. It's major.
Yo, T, that's that sticking music right there. Have you went on YouTube yet?
Yeah. You already know.
Yeah. T.
What's that?
Yo.
Have you been on YouTube to find out how to stick? That's that sticking jam right there.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, can you do me a favor? Go on YouTube and find me a video that you know, that best fits in.
Yes.
Because, you know, not everybody can do the same dance.
You can look at a stick drill.
That stick drill. Yep,
Piccolo
said
all that
sticking and riding,
joining
in. But I love that
time,
dude. I mean, who tested
this? Jimmy Day? Yeah, Jimmy Day. We did that. We do that, though. We test shit up down
in Peru.
That's what's up. Like, you can act, you know. I know niggas be on here saying, yeah, we run that shit. But nah, you can really act, and they'll tell you what time.
No, really. I know a lot of dudes in North and they make a lot of sticking tracks, but really... Dez Lock Piccolo started the whole sticking movement, you know,
yep.
Sticking and riding and sticking and juking, all that. It's all Piccolo right there. I wanted to ask you, is there any artists that you haven't worked with yet that you would love to work with in the near future, 2013?
Yeah, that list like way too long. So I'm going to just vibe. And then, you know, as I grow, I'm going to work with more. Because I don't work with a lot of people, because of Cool and Dre and my record deal. So it's a lot of people I never thought I'd work with that I did work with. But it's a lot more that I need to work with. The list, like, way too long. Because it'd be new people I want to work with.
You said One person.
One person right now. Damn. Let me. One person I ain't work with. I wanna work with. I wanna work with Juvenile. No, I wanna work with Mystical and Juvenile. So I say them two right now. I'm trying to work that as we speak though. So like, I need both of them on the track.
When you do that track, we want to hear on Next to Blow Radio. I mean, I kind of want it first.
Believe it.
Cool. And then everybody know what's your Twitter. Your Twitter, your Instagram.
It's C number 2 D Ride. C to the Ride, just how I said. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's everything.
C to the Ride.
If you Google C-Ride, though, C to the Ride gonna come up. So, like, you can find me real easy. I handle all my business, too.
That's
what's up.
I love it.
What would you give advice to another artist trying to make it in the same industry, same music industry you're trying to do?
In any industry, I was on a radio show, like, a week ago, and they asked me that, and I said, because of Trinidad James, the only advice I can give you is be yourself. You dig? Be yourself. And that's it. They gonna fuck with you or they not. Like, be yourself. And if they don't fuck with you, then, you know, find another hustle. But if they fuck with you, keep going. But be yourself. Trinidad James showed you to be yourself. If nobody else showed you, that nigga showed you.
So,
that's my advice. Man, everybody know who that is. He good. So, like, that's my advice. Be yourself, man. Nothing else. When you start acting and lying and all that shit, like, it get real hard. Trust me. It get real hard.
That indeed it does. Oh, my goodness.
But, dude, let's go ahead and take another caller out of the 773. Let's see if we have any more questions. Y'all have any questions for C-Ride? Go ahead and press that 1 to go live with us. We're going to take some callers. Let's go ahead and get into the 773-759 caller. Who is this? And where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? It's Denaya. How are you?
Hey, mommy. How
are
you doing?
Hey, Denaya.
What's going on?
What's up? Over here, you know, Miss Queen T. McGossie at show. We got C-Ride in the building. You already know. You got any questions for him? Or you got any shout-outs you want to give or anything you want to say?
Definitely, just shout out you guys, because I love your show, and the whole Next Level family, every single host is on point. Gotta shout out my fam, Northside, gotta shout out the fam, K4S Entertainment out of Miami. He has a dope ass magazine called HFL, which I'm a sponsor, so make sure y'all check that out. I was actually featured last month, and y'all can still get that issue. The feature is dope, so. Shout out to Miami. I'm actually going to be there next year for my birthday. So, Ms. McGossie, I need to holler at you about what clubs are dope out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, when's your birthday?
It's December 2nd. So.
Okay. Yay! We still got a whole year left, so make sure you let me know because I want to come down there too. Yo, we're going to do some family.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're going to be at the hottest club, the strip club.
Yo, C-Ride better be around too when we go down there, C-Ride.
Right?
You better be around.
I shoot to the crib.
That's what's up.
You have any questions for C-Ride,
Denaya? Definitely. What's going on for the tours? Are y'all doing the Midwest tour or is it only going to be in the South?
Yeah, I'm in the South cranking up, but I'll be on the road with Thurston Poole and Drake on the road. I go on the road. But right now, I'll be handling my own shit, mostly in Florida. But it definitely goes down on the road. You better believe it.
I'm sure. Well, if you ever come to the show, let me know, and I'll come out and see you. So.
All right. Where you at again?
Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Chicago. Yo, Denaya, thank you for calling in. Go ahead and shoot off your Twitter name and all the information.
Most definitely. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. At DanayadD for you. And if y'all looking for those dope pieces for the holidays, especially for the holiday parties, and you want to stand out, holler at me at DanayadD for you at yahoo.com. I make pieces for ladies, especially, and definitely for men. So get at me.
Yep, that's what it do.
Yes, so if y'all need that special piece for y'all ladies or anything, make sure you holler at her. She has beautiful pieces.
You know, it's
Yeah, y'all didn't get it. It's DanayaDD for you. That's Naya DD for you. Let's go ahead and get into another caller. Let me see. Let's go ahead and take the 314-792 caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
We're calling from St. Louis, Missouri. This your boy Calico Black. What up, Miss Queen T?
What up? What up?
Hello, Miss Queen T and Magasia show. You're going to have to hide her. You're going to have to hide me and our guest. Say what? Calico, oh my God. Yo, Calico, that's Magasia. You know, this is Miss Queen T and Magasia show. We got C-Ride in the building. That's
That's our guest interview of the night. So, you got any questions you want to get out there for him? Or anything else you want to say?
Man, look, I just wanted to call and shout y'all out, man, and tell y'all to keep
I got a question for him, though. When he finished, though, I got a question.
Shout out to Magasia, what's popping now? And, Hello. I want y'all to play that that Chainsaw Love for me for my boy at Rider Movement.
Hey, you in St. Louis, right?
Yeah, I'm out here.
Well, it's a club called The Loft, right? How that shit is?
Yeah. Man, The Loft is what's popping, bro. You come down here, you gonna get it in. Beautiful lady. Fat drinks, you know what I'm saying? This is a nice, classy little spot. That's where
all right,
everybody
I'm finna shoot that way soon. And that was,
you
I was
come
going.
Come down here, man. Give my number, man. I'm gonna put you up on all the spots. The Loft, the city, you know what I'm saying? And we got a couple of, we got a lot of joints down here, man. A lot of
joints. Yeah, they're trying to get me at The Loft, though. Like, soon, though, like New Year's type shit. I was just trying to see if it was live or not, you feel me?
Man, definitely live in there. And all the beautiful ladies in the city, that's where they go, bro.
All right. You better believe it.
Yeah, you definitely will enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself, you know what I'm saying? I was just in there not too long ago, and, you know, they be having entertainment. You know, local talent comes in and perform, or they might book somebody. Last person I seen performing there was Life Jenkins, though.
Oh, all right. Nah, you know, they just, it's a promoter I'm fucking with. He wanted to just show me the city, you know, take me to the club. So he was talking about The Loft, so I had, since you from there, I had to ask you, if it was popping or not, but I see it's
definitely popping.
So
definitely.
That's what it is.
Network.
Yeah, believe that, yeah. If you want to leave your number with them, I'll get your number for and holler at you on some other
shit. Yeah, man, look, I'm definitely going to do that for you, bro. I love to chop it up with you, man. I network with whoever, man. So you doing your music, right?
Yeah. All day.
That's what's up, man. Anytime you need hooks, man, I sing or whatever, man. You ask anybody in the city, man, I'm that dude.
We can chop it up. You know, before I get there, if I make it out there, everything love. We can work that shit out. No pressure.
It's definitely love, man. I'm the go-to guy, man. I'll get you whatever you need.
All right, leave your info, man. I'll meet you up. You already know it.
I got you, partner. Miss Magasia, what you got popping, baby?
Nothing, just still enjoying this interview with Mr. C-Ride, you know, Queen C-Ride, vibing as usual on Next Blow Radio, you know.
I love Next Blow Radio. I love it.
Yes. All day, every day. Major.
I definitely love Miss Queen T.
Oh, I love you too. You're so nice. Gotta be all your pleasure, he said.
You listen to the baby now.
Might have to come out there to the Mendo and fuck with you. Everybody come fuck with, mess with Miss Queen T. I'm gonna have to come out there and check you out.
Yeah, definitely, yo. Like, for I'm trying to put together shows together out here for the artists, and I deal with so many artists in St. Louis, so I want to be able to bring some out. I brought Mo Trey out here, so out in Ohio when I was in Ohio. So definitely, yes. And same to you, C-Ride. I got a lot of connections out in St. Louis as well too. So just let me know when you're out there. So you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna call you because I gotta holler at you. If you know, I'm gonna tell you what the play is.
Well, I'll give you my number if you follow me back on Twitter. Because you ain't even follow me back on Twitter. See how
you doing? Nah, hit me. Give me a message.
I don't think he's even on Twitter. Right, T? I don't have you been on Twitter today.
Say what?
I follow Miss Queen T on there. I follow you on there, Miss Queen T, and I follow Next to Blow Radio also. You know, and my big brother. Go ahead.
Yo, that's what it do. Yo, let everybody know how they can follow you on Twitter real quick. Tell us how.
Oh, okay. You all can follow me at on Twitter at @Calico_Black, and that's 2 K's at the end. Yeah,
how they spell Calico? Some people don't know how to spell Calico, so go ahead and spell
that. Okay, that's Calico, CALIKO_BLAKK.
All right, that's what's up.
Y'all can follow me on Twitter. I ain't on Instagram yet, but I am on Facebook at Sweaty Palms Calico.
Oh my
God. What I'm saying? S W E T T Y P A L M Z C A L I K O.
Appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. Don't hang up, okay?
All right,
yeah. We're going to get into one more caller, and then, you know, we're going to finish up our interview with our questions. So we're going to get into a caller of the season. 614-774, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Lyrical Incisions, your grandma's favorite rapper, and we are calling from Columbus, Ohio. Greetings, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
Yo.
What's that?
Yo, I've had better. I just got rained on and shit, so, you know.
I'm all right.
So, sorry. You know, other than that, you know what I'm saying? And we still going hard. Yo, wanted to send a shout out to everybody that's on the radio station right now, even my people in St. Louis.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just had a quick question for my mans right here. I wanted to know, how soon are you looking to hook up with Mystical, man? How soon are you looking to hook up with Mystical?
Oh, how soon? Like I hollered at Dre yesterday, cause I gotta harass Dre to make it happen from Cool and Dre, cause you know he know Juvenile, like they like brothers, and so and Juvie and Mystical, they been fucking around heavy, and Mystical be in Miami so much, but I ain't gonna take that approach since I got the Cool and Dre card, so my dog Dre gonna make it happen for me. You feel me? We just trying to get the track together to send it to him, but like ASAP soon, like. I want a song with Juvenile and Mystical. Like, I want that. I want it to be something real special.
Yo, you know that's going to be a good look, right? Because you know when Mystical dropped that album and I've been seeing the things that Juvie getting ready to come out with, yo, it's real, real nice. It's real nice. And I think Mystical is definitely, man, I've been looking forward to that dude's album ever since he broke back out and he made that cover.
Yeah, I think all of us have. I think we all have. I don't, you know, you got to get it together because he snapped. Too hard on the track.
Yeah, he is. That nigga's going to take cash money if they promote him right up to where he took No Limit, if they let him.
Yeah, if they do it right, you know, he gotta go do it on his own, though, you know, fuck that. He misses. He can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yo, I just want to go ahead and just, you know, just want to give you praise, though, for, you know, picking some real soldiers out here to try to collaborate with, though, because that's going to do big things, and I wish you the best of luck, man. That's all I really wanted to say, y'all.
That's a honey, man. Appreciate it.
No doubt. What's really going on with y'all?
Nothing. Chilling.
you know me, Lyric. I've been sick all week, so I just been vibing, chilling, be lazy. Whatever, y'all. Lyric, will you tell them, Lyric? We had no snow. It was nice. The weather was real nice in Ohio. And then I left a couple weeks ago, and I came back, and it's snowing, and it's cold out here, yo. I just got 12 inches of snow in one day. Fuck you mean?
Uh-huh. That's sick. Good. Should have been a Florida.
I ain't even gonna lie. Ever since you left Ohio, though, I had a voodoo doll, and that's why you've been feeling all type
what?
Of woozy and shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
you a voodoo doll? Hey, that shit's serious, dog. Don't play like that, yo. Here in Miami, that shit's
serious. I told you, don't leave me, damn it.
See how y'all treat me, yo. Miss Queen T, just get it all. Everybody's like, "Bust my
queen T." He told me your booty is. Oh shit, what happened? Like, oh God.
Yeah, y'all crazy, man. Y'all crazy, but yo, I just wanted to send a shout out to all. You know, I'm sending a shout out to y'all next to Blow Radio. Y'all listen, y'all are doing the damn thing. And it won't stop. And you got me doing the Puff Daddy dance right now because it can't stop. Won't stop.
I love it. Why you talking like you ain't part of the team, yo? Let everybody know about your Thursday show real quick.
Hey, listen, Thursday night, listen, because I'm going to start letting everybody know on Twitter, but real quick, man, I don't want to let it know too much. Listen, Thursday, it's a lot of gravity, though, because it's going down. You understand? A lot of people will be exposed on Thursday.
Oh,
exposed
God.
On Thursday. There, we might be going to war on Thursday because I got some stuff that I need to let y'all know. So it might be a controversial show. So if y'all like the drama, y'all like the beef, tune in on Thursday.
What time is Thursday?
Thursday would be hopefully from 9 to 11 with the option to point. An hour over, though, because you know how Queen T, she just can't shut up sometimes. We wind up going over.
What?
I love you, though. Yeah. I love you, though.
Oh, I love you, too. I love you, too.
Yeah.
See, Maggie, how people would just be true to me? I get the bad end.
So Thursday, man,
I'm like the stepchild.
I want all the listeners to definitely be front and center, though, because we are going to war. We're going to war. And if y'all want to know who we getting ready to expose, it will be 48 hours from now before you find out. So I thought you were going to get a hint, didn't you? Nope.
Okay. Stay here, call me next.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Marisol. Talk to you soon.
Gotcha.
All right. That's what it do.
D-Rod.
D-Rod.
For the ride.
Yo.
So when is your next? When will you be shooting your next video, and where?
I'm doing it for that song, y'all. I just played. I'm trying to work out some things, like some choir robes from a church. So I'm trying to work some things out, but I'm finna shoot it like before the year's out. I'm finna shoot it.
Okay. I want to know. I know you talk about you don't love them hoes, but you got a special lady. Like, is there someone special in Mr. C Rod's life?
You know, my mother. She prays for me every night, so I gotta shout her out.
Oh,
I love her to death.
That's what's up.
Man,
I love her.
You laughing?
I love her. I love my mother. She's wonderful. She's very special.
Yeah. I want to know, where do you see your career in the next 5 years? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Where do you want to be at in the next 5 years?
I want to be on the road like 6 nights a week. And I want my artist to be on the road like 4 nights a week. Nah, I want to be, you know, in control. Like CEO, I want to have. Because me and Jimmy Day, we got artists. I want to set our artists up, and I want me and him to be, like, superstar status. So I'm working on it real hard. I got the pieces in play, and they're going to come together. Believe that.
So being a CEO of your own thing, like, what type of artists would you be looking for to join the camp?
I don't have a preference. You just, if I know... If you can make them like you, love you, I'm good. You feel me? If you got it, I'm good. I don't care what kind of music you make. For real, for real. If I can tell you that they love you, I'm straight. Because, you know, you don't make artists no more. You got to make yourself these days. You can't make an artist.
That's so true.
Back in the day, you can make an artist. I know more.
Yeah, there's, you know, like a little, I mean, there's a lot of artists out here that's, you know, trying to get more exposure and try to get out here. So it's kind of hard for some artists to get, like, to be a part of the camp. So, you know, everybody out here sounds different. So I also was wondering, you know, what type of artists you're looking for. For me, so if you are looking for any new talent, how can they get in contact with you? Can they contact you on Facebook, Twitter?
Just find me. Like, ain't nothing blocked. Ain't nothing private. Just hit me up. See to the ride. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and I get back. I get back to everybody, so it's no pressure. And I go out like every night in Miami, so you can run.
He does. He be at the strip club. He be at the club every night, y'all.
Definitely every night.
Yeah, yeah.
YOLO all day.
YOLO. All day. So I want to know. Hey, Rod, what's your New Year's resolution? What's your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution? No more domestic violence.
Oh, God. He's always fighting, y'all. He's always fighting.
I'm a victim. No more being the victim of domestic violence. That's my New Year's resolution.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
For real.
Yeah, right.
So hopefully, God is listening, and I'm good.
You're good. Okay. Cool. So where will you be?
Do
you know where you'll be for when this time down for 2013? Will you be in the club? Will you be at the crib? Will you be on the beach?
That's why I'm going to talk to you about. What we were talking about with Buddy,
Okay, no problem. Okay, cool. So,
what do you want for Christmas? What's on your top of the Christmas list?
I mean, I just want my son to get it. Everybody asks me what I want, I tell him, just get my son.
You gotta pick something. What do you want for Christmas?
I don't want. I'm straight. I'm good. I want to see another Christmas. I'm good. I want my son to remember every Christmas. He only 2. But when he 20, I want him to be like, when I was 2, I had a whole bunch of shit. So I just want him to be straight. Super straight. I'm good. I don't know. I get gifts all the time. I'm straight.
I'm cool.
What y'all want for Christmas?
Ooh, what I want for Christmas? What I want for Christmas, I want a MacBook Pro 13.3. The white.
But then they gonna make.
You want a what,
Magasia? She want a new MacBook.
Yeah, new MacBook.
13.3. They gonna make
and some new internet. And some internet, girl. You need internet too.
No, I have internet. You know, okay, since all, you know, our credit card is bad and shit, so I got the cheap internet. I mean, that capital walk in here, cheap internet, but, well, you know, working on that. But I do want a Mac Pro. For those of you listening, hit Magasia at chief_is_Magasia, MAGASSIA would like to have a MacBook Pro 13.3.
See, I'm not really into all that Mac and all that stuff like that. I just want a normal, brand new laptop, and that's on the top of my list. So, and I don't need nobody to buy me that, so I'm just gonna buy it for myself.
Congratulations on that. You can buy it for me. Quincy, good. You ain't to buy nothing. She's good. She can get it herself.
I'm a baller on a budget.
Amen around that. But, yo, see, right, I have fun tonight. I mean, yo, it's, wow. It's almost 10 o'clock. Time runs by fast when you're having fun.
It's all good. Yeah. I rolled out.
Do you have any shout-outs, D-Red?
Shout-out.
Mm-hmm.
Dade County. Shout-out, y'all. Shout-out, everybody that's trying to be straight for Christmas and not take from somebody else.
Yes, please.
In that whole
In that order.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you for coming through, C-Rod. Go ahead and let the listeners know one more time where they can follow you on Twitter, Facebook, websites, mixtapes, and all that good stuff.
And C, number two, D as in dog, A, ride, like ride in the car, seat to the ride. That's every social site. And if you need any more info, hit me up on there. We live.
Yes. I have fun tonight. No, Queen T, have fun tonight. You're welcome back here anytime. When you get some new music, make sure you send that to us and we can play it, put a rotation, and have a good night. You know, San Andreas South, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Yeah, happy holidays. Y'all be safe and all that.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Shout out to all the callers. What's up?
No, last Tuesday you said there was a word that you couldn't stop saying. What was that? Yeah, nigga, you don't
love
that word.
Yeah, bro. I'm trying to stop saying that. Yo, why you gotta do that to me though? I've been saying yo like all week too, like yo.
Oh, God. God, the word, y'all. This week's word is yo.
What up? 956, what up? 956, what up?
What they do?
956, yo. Don't make me call out your whole number. 956-742, you live on the air with myself, Miss Queen T, and Magasia. Who is this?
They probably got a phone.
Yo, take your phone off you, bro. I already know who that is. I think that's JR Smooth Live. He wanted to come back and say something, but he is not on the line no more. So let's go ahead and get into another call out of the 302, call it 743.
Yo.
It's crushing, right?
Yeah.
Yo, what up? Yo.
Nothing, just chilling. Loving the show. I was hoping I can get a request in.
Of course.
You got my boy Flames by the Dean?
I don't know. I don't know. Did he send it in?
Yeah, I asked him, did he send it in, and he said, yeah.
Okay, well, I haven't uploaded any new music from him at all in the past couple weeks. So, you want to get one of your songs played right for now? Because I don't see it on the switchboard.
Yeah, play Just Because I'm Drunk.
Oh, shit.
Okay. That should have been Mr. Peel's song right there. Calling in intoxicated.
Yeah. Sometimes you need that liquor in your system to blame stuff on.
That's true. That's true.
All right, we're about to get into this track by my boy. Go ahead. Wait, matter of fact, go ahead. I'm going to let you introduce this track. And you know what? We're going to come back and we're going to, you know, do our little outro. We're going to end the show a little bit early tonight. And that's what it is. So go ahead and introduce the song.
All right. This is my track, Just Because I'm Drunk, featuring me, myself, Crush the Catalyst, Sky Clark, and O Flame. Let's go.
Party.
or the lights? Gradually moving. See, I'm tripping. Is it the Henny or the Ciroc? The Nouveau that got me on my leaning rock. Cause everything is processed with a slight delay. I'm talking about the inebriation. I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh yeah, it's Cold War. We taking it all. Team also weakened. Yo, we surely the ball. Yo, sorry, dog. The crown's been captured. I'm so hood made. I'm feeling so manufactured. Got the absolute with the cranberry taste. Hope you catching this. Balls all over the place. Cold War dummy. Your chick wanna be my model. I should stop. Nah, pass me another bottle. Don't think just cause I'm drunk I can't make the party boom. Make the track jump. Make the beat boom. Yeah, rumble in your jungle. Make you feel it in your drum. Yo, don't think just cause I'm drunk I can't make the party boom. Make the track jump. Make the beat boom. Your jungle make you feel it in your
trunk. Check it, the whole room is spinning. Might be the coke cause I got a little gin in it. I'm feeling it, ailing it, killing shit. Never got the junk of my life, but now I'm getting it. It's C-Dub, went here with a vengeance. Of course we got hot tracks, why you asking stupid questions? Making an entrance, kick the door off the hinges. Leave an impression, something you truly remember. It's frostbite. Boom like dynamite. Guess who's the alcohol, make me trip up on this mic. No competition, haters. Get your flow up. C4 skyline, I'm about to blow up. Now stumbling. Can't walk straight on the street cause I see three lines on the concrete. Officer, officer, please let me off with a warning. It's bad enough, I'll have a hangover in the morning.
Just cause I'm drunk, I can't make the party boom. Make the track jump, make the beat boom. Yeah, rumble in your jungle, make you feel it in your drum. Yo, don't dang. Just cause I'm drunk, I can't make the party boom. Make the track jump, make the beat boom. Yeah, rumble in your jungle, make you feel it in your drum.
Ain't fucking with the Henny, got that 150 with her. Party over crush, trying to get a nigga drizzle. Throw my back shots at that, we'll be drinking on. Never mind, just give me another one. Here they get my pimpin' on. Hot damn, this shit is strong. Got me trippin' on, whatever we sippin' on. Got me singin' double, tell them DJs play my song. Got me thinking double, tell them DJs play my what? Huh? Okay, you're buggin', got me feelin' sluggish. Hey, you bitch, rub on my stomach. You heard me, bitch, make me a sandwich. I'm twisted, bout to go ballistic. My balls look terrific, you look horrific. You need your lipstick on my dick, bitch. You're smart. Find out how to do it. Stupendous. I'ma sit right here.
Don't think. Just cause I'm drunk, I can't make the party boom. Make the track jump. Make the beat boom. Yeah. Rumble in your jungle, make you feel it in your drum. Yo, don't think. Just cause I'm drunk, I can't make the party boom. Make the track jump. Make the beat boom. In your jungle, make you feel it in your drum.
Just cause I'm drunk.
Yo. Well.
Chris, you be using that a lot. It happened just cause I'm drunk, or I wanna fuck just cause I'm drunk, and what?
Okay. I just want to know.
You be using that a lot just because I'm drunk or just because I was drunk or I was drunk.
See, the thing about just because I'm drunk is, like, for some reason, like, one day I was getting drunk and I'm like, I thought of, like, the whole thing. Like, I thought about it when I was drunk. I wrote it when I was drunk. I recorded it when I was drunk. So everything is basically, it was all because of a night I was drunk. And it just came out like that.
Okay, okay.
I mean, have you ever been drunk before? Like, I don't get drunk, though. Like, what is it? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, my God, girl. Wait till I come down to Miami.
What? I mean, girl. No, but I won't, though. Like, I be real mellow and calm. I'm quiet.
Hell nah, girl. Not fucking with the model liquor you about to get in your system. You ass gonna black the fuck out. We're going to fall asleep on the beat. No.
Oh, my God.
Girl, I'm telling you, ask anybody, like, ask anybody that's been around me. I love the drink. I love it.
I love it.
I like the drink. Fucked up.
I can't wait till we pop bottles.
Okay.
Pop bottles.
I love it.
Yo, wouldn't that be super dope, like, if all the supporters of Nixville Radio just got together in one city and just, like, got fucked up?
Mm-hmm. Had a great time.
That'd be lovely.
That's on my Christmas list right there.
We'll get thrown out, though. We'll get real rowdy, huh?
Yeah, that's cool, though. So, Chris, thank you for calling in. Let everybody know how they can follow you on Twitter and find you and your links and your music and all that stuff.
You can find me anywhere by just Crush the Catalyst. Everything's Crush the Catalyst. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Reverb Nation, all that.
Okay. All right. That's what it do. All right, Chris, thank you for calling in, okay?
No doubt.
All right. Yo, I want to, I don't know, Magas, you got anything else you want to say? I got the last song loaded, and you know what I'm saying, so.
Well, I mean, you guys, look forward to the next Blow Volume 1 mixtape that's dropping real soon. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. @she_is_Magassi, MAGASSIA, @MissQueenT, @NextToBlowRadio, with the number 2. And make sure you're tuning in each and every day. Most of our DJs, they come on at 9 o'clock. Only us, we come on at 8 p.m. or whatnot, but most of our DJs come on at 8 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, I'm sorry. So make sure you're tuning in each and every day. Tomorrow, tune on our boy. DJ No Good, you know what I'm saying? My favorite DJ doing his thing. Hocus Pocus gonna be building tomorrow. So other than that, shout out to our callers, everybody at Press 1, everybody in the chat room, you know, our guest of the night, DJ Ride, and we'll talk to you guys soon. And you wanna tell we got next Tuesday speak or
Definitely. We can, we'll announce one guest right now. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have Mims in the building. Shout out to Mims. Y'all know that's the motherfucker that got me started in this game. So I definitely got to salute him. His mixtape will be dropping tomorrow called Fuck Your Feelings, motherfucker. So go ahead and download that. 12-12-12 Fuck Your Feelings dropping, by my boy Mims. Follow him on Twitter @MimsLife. MIMSLIFE. You know what I'm saying? He will be in the building. You know, he was actually our first person we interviewed on our show? I think he might have been our second.
I believe he'll be our second interview. And we also have our boy J Dash will be in the building. Mr. Walk, you know J Dash. He had us doing that crazy ass band called Walk WOP. He'll definitely be in the building on next Tuesday with our boy Mims. So next Tuesday is going to be crazy, I'm telling y'all. So we look forward to that. We look forward to our callers calling in again. And you know, every Tuesday we get new callers that tune in. And we had a great time, as usual.
And I have something to say. I don't know, Magassi, you haven't followed me yet, but I follow everybody on my Facebook account. And no, not just Facebook. I follow Instagram. I created an Instagram 2 days ago. So,
yeah, nigga, you're coming. Congratulations,
bro. I thought you would have saw my following come up. I don't know how to work this shit. Like, I posted one picture. I don't know how to do it. It's so confusing.
So, trust me, I'm still trying to learn, you know, say, I guess today it was trending that you can no longer link your Instagram to your Twitter. You know, it's been like, you know, trending all day, but I'm still trying to work Instagram. Also, as Quincy said, is it the same as your Twitter, @ Quincy for Instagram?
Somebody took my Twitter. Somebody took Miss Queen T. So bro. So I have to put @MissQueenT_XO. Follow me. I'll give you some hugs and kisses.
I gotta definitely follow you on Instagram and whatnot. But trust me, also bad. I'm still learning. You know what I'm saying?
Like, how do you post? How do people post so many pictures? Like they'll post like three pictures in one. They'll edit all the photos. Yeah, like how do you do that?
You have to download the Instagram app, and then you have to go to click on the little camera thingy. And when you click on the camera thingy, it gives you an option where you can take a picture right then and there. Or you can go to your phone and take your picture.
Yeah, but you know how some people, they be having, like, edited pictures and stuff like that? Like, I don't know, yo. That shit's crazy. I guess I don't know. I gotta figure it out. And, like, you know how, like, some people take pictures of, like, they'll post a picture of, like, how it's, like, you could say, tune in now live on Next to Blow Radio. You know, they can word stuff, like they can put word in on
it. Yeah, you have to download another app, girl. You gotta download another app, girl, and get like the little screen thingy. Like you have the different backgrounds or whatever, and type different things. Yeah. So for Instagram, you need two apps. Yeah.
What the fuck? Fuck up, man. See, that's why I knew I should never got an Instagram. But yo, if y'all are on Twitter, I mean, if y'all are on Instagram, y'all want to follow me again at Miss Queen T. That's MZQUEENT _XO. And if y'all want to give me some Instagram lessons, hit me up. But thank y'all for tuning in. We definitely love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Like Magasia said, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. Hocus Pocus, No Good Hump Days, DJ No Good Thursdays, Lyrical Incision, co-hosted by myself, Miss Queen C. Friday, Fresh Fridays with Team Lil One. Saturdays, you know, me and Magasia are, you know, going to be going on here and there on Saturdays in Miss Queen T. Magasia show.
Oh, yeah.
Soda Free Sundays, hosted by Angel and Nino. And Monday, Channel Real Talk, hosted by Soda Black. And I'll be co-hosting for a few couple weeks. And hopefully we'll have Rello back on the air with him. And back to Tuesdays with your girl, Miss Queen T. and Magasia. So shout out to y'all. We love y'all. And we're about to get into this last track of the night by North Rock 360, featuring Rotimi, Need You Tonight. Shout out to Denia rocking with us, you know what I'm saying? I know she didn't get this request in, but definitely want to play this song. And I need somebody tonight. So.
Oh, shit.
Fun. I'm just fucking with you. Oh, I want to say something. Yo, I've been so addicted to this. Oh, Magasi, do you have Netflix?
Yeah, I have Netflix.
Okay, well, I'm going to need you to send me some recommendations for the movies to watch, but if anybody's listening, I need some recommendations.
I'm like, scary shit, nigga. You watch that
lovey-dovey
shit.
No, bro. I watch everything but action. I don't like action. I'll watch anything,
what?
Yo. Like,
sleep, man, you sleep. I feel the best thing, too, man. You
trapped. Yo, but I found this, shout out to one of my Twitter followers had put me up on Game last night. Yesterday evening, he had put me up on Game on a series called Lost, L-O-S-T. Go ahead and find that shit. It's a series. There has 100 episodes. I guess it may be premiered on TV, but it's dope as hell. I'm telling you, like, it's 45 minutes per show, but I'm telling you, I'm already on episode 15 in less than 24 hours. No, I say it's about 24 hours now. So 24 hours, I watch 15 episodes, so I'm addicted.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but anyways, that's besides the point. So, like I said, y'all have a good night. Thank y'all for rocking with us. Appreciate the support. Love y'all. Next to Blow Radio is where it's at, where y'all get heard. Oh, and we do got the official logo. Yeah, we're gonna post that up. Next to Blow Radio logo is done. Shout out to Lorenzo Hampton. We are the franchise. Follow him on Twitter at the letter R, the franchise, or at Mr. Hansen. So shout out to him for doing our graphic logo. And yes, sir. Like I said, thank y'all. Magasi, got anything else you want to say?
No. Good night, everyone. Talk to you soon. See on Twitter and Facebook.
And Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I gotta get used to that, seeing that shit, though. And Instagram, though. All right, talk to y'all. Sorry.
All right, y'all have a good night.
When you walked in, it was over. I knew that I had to have you. No, I don't know who you came with, but I know you're leaving me. Baby, I need you tonight. I can't let you go. Baby, I need you. About it, I say we talk about it somewhere that's nice and private. Cause I'm looking for love and I'm hoping that you can be the one to help me find it. Cause I need a queen and you got a king. Well, I could spade that diamond. Guaranteed that alone together we can change the weather and create our own climate. Let's believe that the boat is better. Got the motion set up so we coast through the night. So forget about the losing, never settle for a might win. Open up the window and you gotta do is climb in.
To the point that I'm out of my brain, caged in rage. I lost my way, but I just found you. I ain't lost no way. It's so simple, you think. Just walked in and I'm all on the brink. I wanna ask you what it is that you think of a possibility of a love so sick. Heart been better in the matter of a clock tick. Just one look in my heart held hostage. Ransom anything, you got it. If you want it, you can have anything that you can just imagine. But it's just me staring at you. Probably thinking I look like a damn fool. Cause I ain't say a word, yet it feels so right. Mommy, tonight. Cause I ain't saying a word, yet it feels so right. Mommy, you tonight.